Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we start, it's important to mention that we could not be doing this work without our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we got Forrest Tough, and he is with One Vision Productions. Welcome, Forrest.
Hey, thank you, Lee. How's it doing?
I am doing great. Before we get too far into things, tell us about One Vision Productions. How are you serving folks?
Well, One Vision Productions, we're a multimedia production company. We specialize in video production, aerial drone services, web and graphic design, and we also help companies brand their image.
So how'd you get in this line of work?
You know, actually, it was a situation where I've loved about, you know, it says about 2004. I loved just doing production work, just videoing events. And I was actually at a birthday party and someone asked me a great question. They said, how much would you charge to do this for someone else? And that's when that idea sparked, you know, this might be a business. So from there, the company has grown. You know, we got into photography and other things of that nature. But that was how the seed was planted to start One Vision Productions.
And then it just started to kind of iterate as people asked you to do more things. You just kept adding different services.
Yeah, it was a word of mouth thing at first. And I think as I got more into it, I started out doing entertainment stuff, you know, music videos, and I wanted to branch out after about 5 years. And so we started looking at how we could start working with corporations and government agencies and other types of small businesses. And that's where we started to really try to diversify the clientele that we have.
So then how did you, you know, as you grow a business, one of the most important things to do is to know when to say no to things. At right. some point, you stopped taking everything that came your way and just focused in on some core, I guess, a sweet spot of services you could provide. How did you determine where the line was on what you could do and what you weren't maybe as great at?
You know, there came a point in time where you wanted to venture out and work with certain clientele. And that meant you had to now start to have a portfolio of work. Sometimes it meant you needed to purchase equipment in order to be competitive with other production companies. So the no actually came when I received our first contract with the corporation and the check was different. And I was like, yes, this is what we're trying to do from here on out. And that helped me to now say no to certain things that weren't aligned with where we were trying to take our business.
And then when that happened, did your team embrace that? Or did some people say, look, I like to do that other stuff too. And then you realize maybe I don't have the right team around me.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that is our business model evolved because now we have a lot of 1099 contractors that work with us. So it gave them the flexibility to work on other projects outside of what they're doing with One Vision Productions. So it worked within the structure of our business because people were making money, things were going great. So it was an avenue for them to work on projects that they might not have gotten on their own. But if they want to do other things that step outside maybe of the government structure or more corporate business, then they had the flexibility to go work on other projects. So overall, the transition worked really well in terms of where the company was going and the flexibility for other employees and contractors to work on other projects.
Now, has this pandemic impacted your business at all?
Yes, it has. It actually slowed down some modules. Contracts slowed down because everyone was trying to figure out, hey, what are we doing? But the great thing about it is it also provided us opportunities to work in other arenas. So myself, because we also work in the film sector, there were things that we were doing in films like working on posters and helping with marketing videos. So some avenues that actually shut down, it helped us to realign and to now refocus on avenues that were still booming a little bit because companies still needed branding. They still needed to find a way to make themselves visible in this pandemic to keep making money. So we focus in on that sector to try to create revenue.
Now, in your business, as it's grown over the years, you've decided to kind of give back and pay it forward. Can you talk about your community initiatives that you're working on?
Yeah, around 2014, we saw a need for a lot of local nonprofits that were trying to do things in the community. And one of the biggest things they need is resources and also financial assistance. So we started a Pay It Forward grant that's awarded to a local nonprofit. And we do this every year. We've been doing it now. This is our sixth year. And what we do is we have a process where they go onto our website. They fill out this form that tells us about their about the organization or what they're doing. And it gives us an idea of who's actually working in the community that we realize needs the help to continue the work. So our grant has ranged anywhere from $500 to so far $2,000. And it's been really great watching these organizations utilize these funds to actually do something for their corporation. And we also use our staff and volunteers to work with these organizations to also give them man hours to get some things accomplished. So we decided to do the Pay It Forward to not only give them the man hours that we would give them, but also the financial assistance.
Now, what's the criteria for a nonprofit to get the grant?
Well, it has to be, they have to be an active nonprofit. Everything, their business structure has to be set up, and they still have to be registered as 501c3. And once that is acknowledged, all that information is in line, then they have to fill out a form that talks about the specific program that they need funding for. So basically, we look at the criteria for the funding, what is the measurable outcome, and then we decide on which organization will be the recipient for that particular year.
Now, in your business, you've touched a lot of different industries. Do you have kind of a favorite or one that you've made an impact that you can share a story around?
Yeah, well, actually, I really love the film industry. And I'll tell you, one project that we worked on, we kind of combined the two. We actually had a contract working with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Georgia. And there was an initiative they had from the U.S. Department of Justice to produce an internal video that actually focused on prison reform. So with this, we're working with the U.S. Attorney's Office. I'm working with the community affairs liaisons for the office. And we pitched to them the concept of making a film, you know, and that was actually in line with what they thought, but they had never actually done a documentary before. So we worked with them to create a documentary that did really well. At the time, we had the former governor, Nathan Deal, involved in the project, and we had a lot of community effort put into that project. We had a lot of services for people that were trying to get back involved in society, and the project went really well. It did a really great job, and the U.S. Department of Justice distributed the project to every U.S. Attorney's Office in the country, and even the Arthur and Blank Foundation got behind the project and donated $15,000 for 50 community screenings. So that was one of those projects that actually kind of consigned both of those worlds of filmmaking and actually working in the production, the government sector.
Now, what's it like to be a creator that is working in film and video and things like that, and then also being a business person in that it can't just be creative to be creative in art for art's sake? It has to have some sort of an ROI or a business purpose. How do you kind of thread that needle in your work?
When I realized that I wanted to take my company in the direction of putting myself up for the scrutiny of, like you say, hey, it's not just about the creative process, I had to unmarry myself from my thoughts. So I always use this phrase when I'm talking and we're going over concepts and say, hey, I'm not married to the idea. And I had to do that because when you're in a creative mode, a lot of times as an artist, you may be sensitive about your work. You're like, this is the best thing that I've ever done. And someone may say, yeah, but it doesn't really fit what we're trying to do. So I really had to embrace the concept and share with my team, hey, listen, even though we can do something that's really awesome, really creative, we have to realize that our focus is to serve the client and serve that need. So what we choose to achieve is giving them the best product that meets their need and offer them the creativity as long as it fits the needs of that particular project.
Now, let's talk a little bit about servant leadership. I know that's an important kind of philosophical foundational element of your work. Can you talk about how you got into that and why that's kind of driving force in the work that you do today?
one of the things that I think is important is really taking care of people. You know, I'm a people person, and I believe that in order to get the most and the best from people, you have to show them that your interest is not fully motivated by your own self, you know, the things that you want to accomplish. So for me, that form of leadership is me showing others that I really care about what happens with them. I care about the input that they have. I care about how they survive in this world or things that matter to them. And doing that, I want to show them that in doing that, you also too have to be able to make decisions that may not always fit with how you feel. You know, it goes back to that same thing. Like as a creator, sometimes you feel a certain way, but you have to also look at the greater good and how is something going to serve the greater good. It's going to take care of the business, but also appease the people. And it's a fine line. It's not always etched in stone, but for me, it's the effort to every day make sure that I let everyone know that their thoughts count, how you're perceived and how you feel about what you do counts, because in the end, that's going to have a direct impact on how you perform in the job or how you interact with the customers or interact with your fellow staff members. So for me, that's how I view servant leadership and the outcomes that it can give to my company.
Now, what advice would you give to an entrepreneur or maybe somebody who isn't as experienced or veteran as you are as a business owner and a business leader when it comes to kind of leaning into servant leadership? Because it might be counterintuitive for a young person to hear that by serving others, by giving more than worrying about receiving, a lot of times young people feel like I got to make the money right away. And this is all about, you know, getting paid and things like that. And it sounds like at the heart of a lot of your work is giving back and holding others up.
Well, I would say it's a process. I think everyone gets to a certain place where they place the value on what's important. You know, as a business owner, first and foremost, the sustainability of my company is the driving force. So make no mistake, we make sure that we're serving the community, but we're getting paid for the work that we do. So you don't have to compromise the integrity of your business in order to be a servant leader. You know, you have to have contracts, you have to have set prices, you have to have things that can make it standard in how you do business. And once you get comfortable making the money or bringing in the revenue and you're able to take care of your people and your staff, then you can start to stretch out and maybe think about how you can serve others. You know, but in that capacity, you can start with just volunteering. You don't necessarily have to use your business in the capacity of saying, hey, I'm just going to give it away. But start with something simple, like maybe just volunteer, maybe give an hour or 5 hours a week to start the process so that over time it becomes something that is embedded into how you do business.
Right. But just the fact that you would even think of that is counter to a lot of people. There are some people out there that villainize business owners as being greedy or taking advantage of a situation. It sounds right. Like that's not your philosophy at all. If anything, you're about serving and holding other people up, mentoring folks, giving back in as many ways as you can. You know, like that $500 grant or $2,000 grant. Mm-hmm. There's no strings attached for that. They just have to be doing good work. I mean, it's important for people to understand that business people, they need to make money in order to keep the business going, but money isn't the only thing they're thinking about.
No, it's not. You know, we focus deeply on integrity. And as a matter of, you know, like I talk about sustainability, we've been in business now for 16 years. So for me, it's not about the fast route to getting somewhere. It's about the longevity, being able to take care of my kids, put them through college, being able to create my own retirement. So for me, it is very important that we do make the money. That's very important. But as I said, it's just something that it's a mindset that you have to learn to adapt. And it may not happen overnight. It may not happen at all. But if you take small steps towards it, you can learn to do business with integrity. And the thing is, you have to make money to be able to give money away. That's one of the points. We can't give it away if we're not making it. We can't work to help others if we're not bringing the revenue in that can help others to do things that they need to do. So I just feel like it's a circle of life type thing in the business world. Once you understand it and you're able to do it, then it's something that can help you to sustain your business.
Now, what is the sweet spot of businesses that should work with you guys? What is the pain they're having?
What is the pain they're having? And
yeah, like what is a listener out there, or a business owner out there that's listening? What pain are they in right now where the answer is, let's call the One Vision Productions folks?
So let's say if you are having a hard time branding your image, knowing what is the best way to present yourself to the public. How can I get people to like what they see about my company in order to spend money with us? That's when you call One Vision Productions. If you've worked with production companies and they give you good service, but they don't give you great customer service, it's been a struggle. Timelines haven't been met, where you have good product, but it's just the process of getting that project has been a problem. Call One Vision Productions. We focus on customer service. That is an art that I feel has been lost. A lot of my background before I started my business was in retail. So customer service is a big thing for me. I like to make sure that the customer likes the process, is as comfortable with the process as they are the product. And if you're an organization that really just wants top-notch production, call One Vision Productions. That's what we specialize in.
Now, at One Vision, is that something that I can work with you? Like, say I've never made a video or a film for my firm. Is that something that I can just say, okay, this is what I have in mind, and then you're hiring the actors, you're producing the whole thing, you're writing the script? Like, where does the service begin and end?
Well, it begins with the conversation. We'll sit down and talk about what your expectations are, what you're trying to achieve. And what we'll do is have a discussion about what that looks like. What will it take? And what level do you want to make that presentation? So you'll see an itemized look at, okay, do you need script writing? Do you need actors? Do you need voiceover? How many cameras do you need on your shoot? Are you going to need drones? We look at it and we can itemize that price, and you're able to create a price point that works within your budget. So what that does is it gives you a realistic expectation of what it costs to put together a certain project. And also, what does that look like for us in the future? If we want to do more, if we want to do this, you now can look at it in an itemized way and see, okay, I see now how this production works. And through the process, we stay with you to kind of let you know what's happening, to keep you abreast, so you're not in the dark throughout the process of the production.
And then what's the range usually in terms of a budget that you need in order to effectively communicate?
Well, it depends on what you're doing. There's different things for, as far as commercials. We're talking infomercials, TV shows, films. So the range, let's say if we were doing a 30-second commercial, that 30-second commercial could be anywhere from $450 up to $1,500. It just really depends on the level of what you're trying to do. So we've done productions that have been upwards of $50,000. We've done some that have started at around $400. So it really depends on the production that you're trying to put together and what you need as far as team members and equipment.
And it sounds like the best first step is to reach out to you, maybe go to your website, see some of your work, and contact somebody on your team to have a more substantive conversation. What's the website?
So One Vision Productions, the website is onevizprod.com. That's O-N-E, V as in Victor, I, S as in Sam, P-O-P-R-O-D.com, onevizprod.com.
Good stuff. Well, Forrest, thank you so much for sharing your story today and doing the good work you're doing for your community.
Thank you so much for having me, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.